Drop it.
Hello, foodies, and welcome back to Foot in Review Season 4, Episode 2. If you like this podcast and feel like we deserve to grow and inform even more people about all things FIFA, then hit that like, subscribe, follow, or share button, and of course, tell your friends and family. If you're even a bigger fan and you can spare $1 a week, why don't you consider joining our Patreon? Check out patreon.com/footinreview and see how many amazing benefits we can provide you with, including access to our very active Discord server. Well, talking about our patrons, we've got a shout out, of course, everyone for supporting us, but a special shout out goes out to Rhys and Omar for supporting us as Skybox owners. Not only do they receive a free coaching session each month from our team at Foot Coaching, they also get a special shout out every single episode. Tonight we'll be talking about the ratings database, the web app, and of course our famous first owner competition. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and joining me is Mr. FIFA Database himself, the King of the North, or the Foot Gaffer, it's Singvi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Envy. It's so good to have you back for the new season, mate.
Yeah, we're all good and ready, I hope. So, getting closer to the big release. So, I think the excitement is building up, I think, for a lot of people. And a lot of people probably a little bit tired as well because they're still playing FIFA 21 a lot.
I've heard there are people dreaming about 85 times 10.
Yeah, nightmares for me, at least.
Well, I just had the install. I was like, no, I should stop.
I found there was some kind of tip to how you could count how many times you've done that SBC, and well, it's over 450 of those I've done, so I'm a little bit tired of it because I'm trying to get the Firmino Park the Glory card, but that's, I don't know, he's not showing up.
Oh my gosh. Just a little bit longer and you can start off with doing bronze objectives again.
I'm not going to do many SBCs on FIFA 22. That's my aim. So
yeah, I need to make this a... I flagged it to use that in later episodes, I think.
Yeah, you can do that.
Also joining us tonight is none other than Foot and Review Teddy Bear, who also joined me on the first episode this season. It's Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Mate, how was the first episode? Were you so...
It was good.
Did you have so many really reactions as I did?
Yeah, the thing is, it was meant to be 15 minutes, wasn't it? That's what we said before we started. We said, let's do 15 minutes. And then next minute, I think we were about 55 in, weren't we? And we realised we'd kind of blown the 15 minutes out of the water, you know? So it was great fun. It was great to be back.
Yeah, the episode took 58 minutes. And because it's the first of the season, the audio got corrupted as well. So not only did we say we do a 15-minute show to start off the season, and we'll probably don't have to edit that much, we recorded for 58 minutes, and it took me almost 2 hours to edit it, to make it fix, to fix it enough to be on the public air. So it was a great start of the season. But, I mean, it can only get better from now on, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. There's sad news. There's been a cheese factory exploded in France. The debris is everywhere.
Cheese everywhere?
Debris is everywhere. Debris.
Yeah, I heard the debris, but cheese debris.
Yeah. That was a... I might actually have to edit this one out. No. Keep it in. I'll keep it in. I think I might just win the title of making the best dad jokes. I got a message from someone, but I forgot your name, so I'm so sorry. But he asked, couldn't Chris and John do a separate dad joke podcast? 10 minutes a week, just make good old-fashioned dad jokes to get me through the Monday mornings.
No problem. I must admit, I'm a little bit rusty. I got hit with a can of Diet Coke today. But don't worry, it was only a soft drink.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. No, all right, let's talk serious business, because we're not only with the three of us, we have a special guest returning to the podcast, and I could say special guest, but he's just part of the crew now. It's none other than Tommy B.
Right, guys, cheers for having me back. Looking forward to a new season.
Welcome back on the show, Chris. Because you invented Tommy's nickname, would you be so kind to introduce him with a proper Scottish accent?
Yes, it is McTominay. One of the best nicknames I've got on the show, McTominay.
It's a bit harsh doing this podcast recording after United's first Champions League match, but hey, we're not going to do that tonight, Tommy, so you're safe, don't worry.
Cheers. I've been a bit down because of that one.
Yeah, at least you got Ronaldo back. I'm still down about losing Ronaldo, and we haven't won him a single match after he left, so yeah, there's that. You're doing all right, Tommy?
Yeah, all good. Busy in real life, and looking forward to the new FIFA now.
Definitely. Let's discuss first one thing, because normally, Yngwie, we get a full database. We're going to be on Footpin, Footwiz, name all the sites you can name, because we're looking for partners still to publish a podcast and provide us with data. So you're all fantastic thus far, but normally we can look at there and just build our teams already, start our squads, look up players. But like you said, Monday they will be released currently due to the clubs. So the clubs will release it. But today we saw a top 11 from a league being released. They're really slow with releasing players. What's going on, Yngwie?
No, maybe they're wanting to keep things a bit more secret this year and not reveal everything at once to keep the hype growing, maybe. But it's a little bit... things are dragging out a little bit. I would probably want more to have all the information now ready to start building teams, as you said, and stuff like that. But when everything is going so slowly, I pretty much barely looked at players at all. I just seen a few ratings and I've been looking and say, okay, what happened here? And then said, okay, I just need to stay away a little bit until we have the full database ready, because it's easier to kind of draw a picture of which direction you want to go, at least for myself. So there's information I'm wanting to know on how they're going to release icons and SBCs and stuff like that. And I feel there's lots of information missing. I don't know if EA will suddenly have a huge release now on Friday with lots of information, or yeah, I hope we get to see more stuff quite soon, because next week things will be boiling, I guess.
Is it a bad thing, Chris, that we don't have any, like, everything played out for us yet?
Well, we complain when we get leaks, don't we? And it spoils the excitement. So I think, yeah, I think, you know, it's decent to have these just getting released. I see that Ones to Watch are out. PSG have come out strong as usual. I think, as I said on Monday, I think they've signed, haven't they, with EA. So, yeah, I'm actually, this drips and drabs is good, because, I mean, we've still got, what, CR7 days till the game comes out, so...
Did you just say CR7 days?
I did. Oh, like, yeah, that pun there.
It's getting bad.
We've seen a few Ones to Watch confirmed as well. There's, I don't know, maybe some missing as well that we thought were going to get released that didn't. We've seen a few icons, new ones, but yeah, I don't know. It's slowly building up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bad. Tommy, do you think you would like to have more information by now, or is it okay for you not to have every information?
Yeah, I don't really mind, to be honest, because I'm planning to have a week off the game anyway, so it's kind of meant I don't actually have to check social media as much.
You should, though.
So
for all the football news and stuff.
Well, there is that. I think how they're doing it this year with the big teams kind of releasing little videos and stuff, it's probably better for their engagement, I would imagine, for fans that don't actually play FIFA, younger fans.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it could be a way of them trying to draw new people in, because they know that the likes of us, we're still going to play.
Yeah, I can't really bring anything into that, though. Yeah, I'm a bit in doubt because I wanted Made for Good content to get first that information, so that helped. But also, Ingvi, you mentioned this. Where's all the information about icons and stuff? We know we get three icons or four, but we know three of them. How do we get those? Is it SBCs? Last year, they had a real big piece of content about how they would do icons this year.
Nothing. Maybe they're still deciding on how they're going to do the path of icons. Because this year, I think the big ones became available way too late. I think they should have just thrown out the SBCs around when Team of the Season, the Ultimate Team started. Then they can just throw the R9s and Ronaldinho's, etc. They should have just rolled them out and let people grind towards them, just with the same requirements we have now. Because we got R9 and in like 1 or 2 weeks, and yeah, it missed out a lot, I think, by not being able to try that card. And those other big ones as well. I think one of the first years with the icons, when we had the Prime and everything, you could do the SBCs quite early compared to now, and then you had fun for a few months at least. But now it's like a few weeks, and it's a little bit of a bummer, really. I don't want to wait all year to be able to try that special icon, because there's no way I'm going to pack them anyways with the pack weight. So
We just don't know. And I think same goes for, I think, of like the official esports, how it works.
Yeah.
Information has been... We know there's a new league, right? And we get points from there and stuff. But nothing official. We know it's going to be PlayStation 5 for the pro scene. But that officially hasn't been confirmed. Although, I know for a fact that it's going to be like that, right? Because of a network, but not because they made a statement of it officially. And it's just a week to go, so it feels a bit like they're holding back, or holding back bad news, maybe. But maybe I'm afraid of nothing.
I mean, I think as well, John, you know, if you look at it today, because I knew we were going to be talking about, you know, FIFA 22, make sure I was up to date with it. There hasn't been a pitch notes released for almost a month. The 19th of August, if I'm reading this right, on EA.com. The last one was Volta.
That's true.
Deep Dive. And the FIFA Ultimate Team Deep Dive was on the 10th of August.
But they did do every Friday, they do a stream, right? Which takes a deep dive into it.
But if you're missing it, you know, you want to read it, sometimes it's easier sometimes just to actually sit and read it. And I had a look just to see in terms of rewards, because with early access just around the corner, what's the best way to play that? And there is no notes on rewards. There is no notes on how red players are going to be awarded. You know, there is, you know, my concern in terms of, you know, the way that they've changed, you know, weekend league, etc. So that is a wee bit, I think, disappointing. I'd like to have known going into the game, because, as I say, we're only 7 days away from the actual early release, aren't we?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe in the coming days, but I feel it's a bit on the late side. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. I don't mind the players, like you guys said as well. I don't mind that we don't know everything yet. We see one trend already, that is that center defenders are actually way faster than before. I quite think that's a good thing. Any thoughts on that, guys?
It's nice. It's probably to stop people using fullbacks at center backs. But there are some really strange upgrades and some strange downgrades on certain players. So that I don't understand. So if you compare Ruben Dias, which was...
Now, Premier League players are just slow this year.
Yeah, but he was like crowned the best defender in the world. And then you have the good old Pep playing for Porto with insane pacing, crazy, which I don't understand how he suddenly got legs again. He's quicker than, well, pretty much so many of the world's best defenders now. He was really good in his prime, I'm not going to deny that, but It looks like he's got a new breath of fresh air. So
I think that's a good one, though. You want to talk about a breath of fresh air, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you're a Patreon supporter, you are invited to the Discord. And if you're on the Discord, you can listen to us live. And if you are listening and you have an opinion about something, you know you can actually raise your hand and call live into the show. And we got a fan favorite raising his hand. So I want to invite a special little someone into the chat and join this conversation. And it's my pleasure to say hello to a friend of the show. It's been AFK for a bit, but it's Nishant.
Hey, guys. Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate. Hey.
That's not a too warm welcome. It's Nishant. I'm building this hype up. And then the first thing Nishant says is, hey, guys. Like, well, I'm so glad I'm back. Hey, guys.
I am. It's been an age. Only yesterday did John tell me that FIFA is coming out next week. So I thought, hey, it's time I get back on.
Yeah. His internet didn't join him, but it happens. Nishant, if you're still there, you wanted to add something about the player database. I don't think we actually have Nishant back on. So we'll be removing him from the chat, but if you have any thing you wanted to discuss, just put it in the chat and we'll read it. So we'll let Nishant discuss this later on himself. Or maybe he's back.
Guys, can you hear me? I'm back on.
Welcome back on. I mean, you wanted to discuss something about this FIFA database.
Yeah, the only counterpoint I wanted to make is I've been away from the game for nearly 2 months now, and I'm actually quite happy that the drip feed of release have been as slow as they have, just because, you know, the whole FOMO aspect of it, I would have felt a lot more higher barrier to entry if all of a sudden I'd come back to a lot of new information. I know that there's a lot of things changing in the new iteration, right? Some might even argue there's something on the grapevine about pace no longer being the king in the meta. We'll soon find that out. I'm sure Envy is in the same boat as I am. He says give it a couple of weeks. But I'm really happy that I've come back now and I can gradually build up my excitement for FIFA 22. And I'm getting my console in 2 weeks' time, so I'm just happy that I won't be too far behind the curve. So I just wanted to raise a counterpoint. I'm a bit with Tommy here that I'm just glad that there isn't too much out, but I'm sure if I'd been active as you guys have been, I'd probably be frustrated right now. So that's my piece. Nice to see you guys. Very happy. I've been listening into every pod, but I look forward to being back on. So I'll excuse myself. So that was my point. Thank you.
Thanks for joining, mate. And we'll see you soon as a solid host, I guess. Again, good to have you.
Absolutely.
Back.
Safe one.
Brilliant. So ratings, yeah. Something else I want to discuss tonight was web app. There are many people just spewing rumors on the internet saying the web app will release tonight. Envy, when does the web app always release?
Usually the day before the early access.
How many days are we now?
6 days, almost a week.
So how likely is it that we actually get it before Monday or Tuesday?
Well, if we follow what happened earlier, then it's not very likely. But of course, you never know if he wants to surprise us. But I would think if we were going to get a web app, we would have seen the old one go down already, which it hasn't. So when that one goes down, you know it's going to be pretty close. So I can't see suddenly the web app for 22 coming up now, while I still can use the web app for 21.
No, exactly. We'll talk about what we do with the web app in the next episode, though. But please don't, the information has been dripping in. You know, don't trust leaks. I saw so many people, leaking ratings today and yesterday. I saw people saying Hakimi is going to be this. And then today we got the official Hakimi card. You were incorrect. Then I look back, they deleted the tweets. No, leave this be. Just only trust the information that's been pushed publicly and leave the rest alone, because it can only lead to disappointments, right? And will only hurt yourself in the end. I think some people were actually hyped of getting the web app tonight and are now frustrated that EA didn't release it in time. No, you're still 6 days early. It's frustrating. Domi, anything to add on that topic?
Well, in regards to the web app, I just casually wait, and when it comes out. But in terms of them drip feeding content, the positive side of it is this next week could be very full on if they do it right, which means we could get a lot of info every day, good info as well. So we could have a really good week ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
That's the positive anyway.
But like next week, we definitely don't have to look for content anymore, I think.
No. Should be good to go.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about good to go, Envy, what a great bridge you make for me. Good to go. We, in a Discord, everyone on the Discord is a Patreon supporter, and we always wanted to give back to Patreon supporters, but it has been a very active year in our Discord. And this year, we ask people to bring in their own ideas. What should we do to keep players active, to interact more with players? And Tommy and Chris came up with a terrific idea, which we'll definitely be implementing. And I just want to say, Chris and Tommy, you guys discuss. Chris, you'll be in the interview now. What is the thing we'll be running with the Footer Review Patreon on our Discord server starting day one when season one hits in FIFA 22?
We are going to create the First Owners Club. So the first rule of First Owners Club is don't talk about First Owners Club, though, even though we're going to do pods on it. So it doesn't quite work, that first rule. But it's a way for people to not spend any points. Like, it's an RTG, really, but First Owners are going to be the biggest thing about it. So it's like an RTG on steroids. We've got a set of rules that Tom and I spent a long time actually, honing, and we've taken account of the fact that people are going to have FIFA points from the Ultimate Edition, so we're saying they can be used for draft only, not in the store, and there's a load of different things, and we're going to run it as a competition, as you say, John, over the season. So I think season's roughly 6 weeks, and we'll have rooms in the Discord where we will have leaderboards, etc. But the way that you win, and we've been talking to a really important esport company to try and see if they could maybe put some prizes up. So they'll be, we can release them at the start of the season, and we'll talk about them. But as I say, it's a very important esport team that's been created this season. I'm sure you don't need to give you any more clues to guess who it is. So yeah, there's going to be these for the best player in that season, the highest rated in Rivals that'll be, and then the person who earns the most coins in that season. So we're going to allow trading as well. But that's going to be a great, fun competition. We hope everybody in the Discord takes part. And for anybody who's thinking of joining the Discord, there's another reason to come and join us on this wonderful Discord. But I was going to maybe just ask Tommy, because actually it was really Tommy's, pretty much his idea, the reason why we created this. Our thoughts for going into FIFA 22?
Well, the main thing, as you said, is no FIFA points. But not to say why we created it as such, but for me, what I think it will bring is, I did the RTG last year, which was great. But as we spoke about before, FIFA is a very lonely game. You're playing it by yourself most of the time. And I think this is a lot of talking points, and it's going to bring the community together really well with discussions, giving each other advice. Also, everybody loves a bit of competition. So I think it's going to be really positive. That's the way I'm picturing it, and I hope it turns out that way.
Definitely. And as I say, we are going to run pods on it as well. Just to be upfront, though, if you are joining and thinking of joining the Patreon, or you're in the Patreon at the moment, you'll need to be on the tier, which I think is a supporter tier. If I'm right, is that right, John, to be on the pod? That's one of the benefits of being on that tier, is being able to join this pod. And we will try and get as many people on as possible to make it as interactive as possible as well, and have so many ideas. And I know Tommy's been sitting working away on how he's going to build his squad going forward in FIFA 22. So we might really steal some of his good ideas as well.
I've already got all the notes wrote down in the phone. So, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah, so, but that's, yeah. Everything there is correct, right? So you can join, if you go to the Patreon, you can actually join the competition from the lowest rated tier. That's no problem. Yep. The somewhat higher rating tiers will be able to get an invite to come on the podcast as guests, like Tommy does today, for example. And we'll be making also bonus podcasts with video, going through the scores and the leaders and what happened and what's going on. And I'm looking forward to seeing some interesting results. But also one thing why I really like this idea is so we can all believe in the fact that you really don't have to spend all kinds of points and money into this game to be able to be competitive in a good sporty environment. So I'll leave the creation of the environment up to us now. And as long as you don't spend, you only have to play. And I think what's going to be interesting is something we'll be doing is we'll try to grab footage from this, right? We'll do, for the Patreons, we'll get new coaching sessions in where at least like once every 2 weeks, one of the coaches from Team Foot Coaching will live stream on the Discord server, so only for patrons, and they'll discuss what they'll see, tips we can do, so that way you can also use our coaching experiences and the training from these pros into performing better in this first owner league. And I really like the fact that it's competition based, like in every season, so you don't have to be on Xbox, you don't have to be on PlayStation, you can just play solo and still participate in this competition. If you're a trader, there's a different table for you. And if you are a player, there's also a different table. I'll definitely be not performing well myself on the trading part, I suppose. But I'll definitely join my PlayStation side for this first owner team too.
And you know, as I say, it's going to be as interactive as possible. As Tommy says, it sometimes can be a lonely game. So, yeah, we will be active in there. And as I say, once you see the rules set, I won't go through all the rules. There's only seven of them, but I won't bore everybody with going through the rules. They'll be put up there. You can read them. Come in, join. It's going to be great fun. And as I say, there's going to be two, as John says, there's two winners, best player, and then the highest coin earner. And it's going to run the season, so 6 weeks. So hopefully get loads of winners, get loads of people on the pod. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
And we'll be giving away prizes, you should say, right?
Yeah. So definitely, we'll give away prizes.
So the more people participate, that also means the more people we have in the Patreon, the more prizes we can be able to fight with. So I can definitely see two times the top three every season, from coaching sessions to, who knows, maybe a foot coaching kit if things blow up.
Yeah, and that is, as we said on Monday, stunning piece of kit. We don't want John's head to get too big, but he's done an amazing job. We did slag off the Liverpool away kit, which I'm a little bit scared about because we've got Yngwie on the show tonight. They're on a McDonald one, so we might be getting a quiet talking to when we come off the pod for slagging off Liverpool.
You going to let him get away with his Yngwie?
For now.
All right. Then I'll do one more because I saw United play yesterday in the Champions League. And I must admit that our away kit is also pretty hideous. Sorry, Tommy.
I agree with you, so we'll leave it at that.
It also reminds me way too much of the previous Ajax away kit. So that was it was 1 point down when I saw it, 2 points when I had to watch it for 90 minutes long. No, but it's going to be very cool, and we're going to keep on tables. We're going to it's going to be really active, and I'm looking very much forward to it. And I want to shout out to Reese as well, because we are doing the Fantasy League as well, right? And of course, this silly player forgot to add Ronaldo to his squad and left an injured Firmino in. So I didn't really perform well, but that's also very active and very cool to see how we participate there. So I can only imagine if FIFA releases, this will actually blow up. Although, I really am against trading on this, but hey. No, it's a good way to doing it. And if you have a little time, you can play it. If you have a lot of time, you can do it. Because of the grind, because of the new league tables, it doesn't actually mean that if you spend a lot of time, you automatically be placed higher or anything like that. So on the player side, you do have to perform, I think. I really dig that. When does it start, Chris?
It'll start the very first time that they'll start the game comes out fully, so we won't, you know, unfortunately for us guys, people who get the EA access, we will have to take that coin balance off when you start it, so give everybody else a fair shot. So it's going to start the very first week that FIFA comes out fully for everybody.
All right, so first week of October, right, officially?
Yeah, first week of October.
Am I correct? I'm always a bit weird with the dates, but I think so.
Yep.
All right. Tommy, do you have anything to add, my friend?
No, I just think it's, like you said, it's good because the good thing is we can do it for either playing the game or trading. So the good way I look at that is if you can't get to your console and you do like sitting on your phone on the companion app and trading, you climb our leaderboards and...
I'm talking from experience. You should never sit on your phone.
Oh, yeah, all right. yeah, you know what I mean. But you can be on your phone and you can still climb our leaderboards and win the competition.
Yeah. That's really cool. Chris, anything to get people over the line to sign up and join you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just this that we're having in the first Owners Club. We've just recently had a PS5 Wii tournament as well. I'm sure there's an Xbox One about to start for the end of FIFA 21, where everybody's having the God Squads.
No, we had two players signing up for that one. So.
Oh, I deleted the game.
Bad time. But also, we are potentially going to do something with Marquee Matchups as well. We're going to run a competition with that if Marquee Matchups comes back in FIFA 22. If not, then we probably will run something similar there. So there's more and more happening in the Discord. The place is really popping.
Yeah, and then we have the pro players from Team Food Coaching jumping in and giving coaching sessions and streaming. You can ask them questions whenever you feel like it. Just tag them and go for them. I'll be streaming as long with the other coaches. Everywhere, by the way, but also dedicated on this. We'll also be supporting, I think this is a fun thing we're going to do this week of this year, is we'll be doing like coaching sessions in group sessions. So for everyone in the season ticket holder tier, we'll be doing a stream where we get them, those players send in matches. We'll do those, analyze live on stream for them. We'll talk the most common mistakes we'll see. We'll demonstrate certain aspects of the game. We'll get pro players in from our own team, but also from other teams to discuss that and show things around. So that way, anyone with just a little bit of time can just hop on and benefit from that. And we'll also record that and put that out on the Patreon page itself. So yeah, definitely looking forward to the new season. It's almost there, guys.
I also like to add as well as we are a very open Discord, so there is very few rooms that are not available. There's no, if you want to talk to Yngwie or John or Nishant or Tommy or that, there's no a certain tier you have to be at. Everybody goes in the same place, so you don't have to be a gold standard or icon level or anything like that to talk to, you know, the main men in there. You know, we're all one and the same, so come and join us.
That's definitely how we wanted to do, right? We're a community show for the community, by the community, and therefore there should be no limit of doing so. And although, of course, the Patreon tiers have different benefits. Everyone from the first tier on gets the most basic things like talking to us, joining the podcast recordings, get each episode the moment they're done editing. So this day, for everyone, a little bit peek behind the scenes. We're recording two episodes on one day, where if you're on a Patreon, you get those two episodes right away. And if you're not, you have to wait for the full release, which is in a couple of days, for the second episode. So all these benefits you get no matter which tier you are in. So I think that's not more than fair, right?
Definitely.
Oh, Chris, where can people find you, buddy?
You will find me in this Discord under Grandpapa Mac. Always active. So if you ever need anything, just tag me in and I'll come back and answer your questions. And if you want more dad jokes, absolutely no problem.
Well, I wouldn't say no problem, but Tommy, where can people find you, my friend?
Yeah, in the Discord as well, under Tommy B. same as Chris. If anyone needs anything, just give me a shout. And on Twitter, under teetotalfoot.
Brilliant, brilliant. Any bad jokes for you left for you from your side?
No, I'm done in from listening to Chris, to be honest.
Ingvi, any bad jokes from you, or will you just tell people where they can find you?
No jokes here. They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni, EA forum at LittleLan95, and of course LittleLan95 on the Discord as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. You know, it's not really a joke, but it's my daughter's birthday next week, and that's why I will be recording next week during the week. So Dan will be back next week. But anyways, he's fast asleep now. So Chris, do you know what I got her for her birthday?
No.
I got her a fridge, like a refrigerator.
Wow.
And I seriously can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it. Guys, see you next Friday, but I'm going to drop.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F you. F you. F F F you. F you. T. 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 In view. F you. T.